Supporters and critics of Congressman Don Young's bill to dedicate offshore oil leasing revenues to land and wildlife conservation are prepping for a big House floor fight this week. Young's Conservation and Reinvestment Act, or CARA, is expected to come up Wednesday. The bill passed overwhelmingly in Young's Resources Committee last year, but floor action has been stalled because of concerns raised by private property rights advocates, fiscal conservatives, and congressional appropriators. Critics today urge Congress to reject or at least water down Young's bill. Idaho Republican Congresswoman Helen Chenoweth-Hage says it's radioactive for the GOP.
And I feel that if this bill passes and becomes law, it will be a death knell for the Republican majority for this reason, that our grassroots have had to swallow and gulp just a whole lot on the fact that we've had to make things happen the way we have because it's difficult to govern and we can't make changes overnight, and I can defend that. But this bill will be the final blow to private property rights in this nation.
And other critics believe the approximately $3 billion handed out annually would become a big slush fund for more federal land acquisition. Grover Norquist heads up the group Americans for Tax Reform.
This is a truly awful bill. There are a lot of stupid bills in Congress. This is a truly awful one.
But one man's slush fund is another's desperately needed funding. One of Young's objectives is to provide states that have offshore leasing activity a steady stream of onshore impact aid. That, along with funding for land conservation, wildlife rehabilitation, and historic preservation, would amount to more than $163 million a year for Alaska. A new National Heritage Area